Значит, сегодня мы находимся в Берлине. И попытаемся поговорить о всех проблемах, которые интересуют нашу берлинскую группу. Они смогут спрашивать любые вопросы. Я постараюсь, насколько смогу, ответить им на них. Если вопросы будут касаться какой-то администрации, в которой я не очень понимаю, то тогда придется позвать мужа Синелевича, и он ответит на них, на эти вопросы. А пока я слушаю. Вы заготовили вопросы? Вы что вы мне улыбаетесь в ответ? Как перевод? Тут не все русскоязычные, да? С чего начинать тогда? Муши? Ну вот я не получаю вопросы.
Нет вопросов?
Нет вопросов, нет ответов. Я еду отсюда прямо в аэропорт и улетаю обратно. Я думал, у вас есть вопросы? Мы с вами находимся в очень особом историческом моменте, когда все очень ускоряется, все развитие очень ускоряется. Мы это видим с вами на том, что происходит с нашей планетой, с природой, с человечеством, с человеческим обществом и вообще с неживым растительным и животным миром. Происходит что-то ужасное, непонятное. Куда-то все вдруг вырвалось и убегает от нас, как бы из рук, и мы перестаем владеть вообще ситуацией. Очень интересная, в принципе, обстановка,
in general, the situation is very interesting. That's starting to be revealed all over the world. We spoke about it many times. But the sort of problems that we'll have in society, in humanity, where it all comes from, it's clear that the purpose of creation is that the Creator, first of all, determines the goal. And from that goal, we determine what are the conditions that a person could advance to that goal and attain that state that he needs to attain. If a person needs to attain the equivalence of form of the Creator, that is the purpose of his creation. So we have to look at how we can develop. And we develop in a way that's very... It's only now being conscious. And the period of our development is called, lately it's also called the last generation, final generation. And afterwards we'll reach the general correction of humanity. But in the meantime, everything goes by that principle that we have the recognition of evil. And we're already at the start of that recognition. People are starting to understand that if they don't change their nature, then it'll be bad. The problem is that they don't know how to change their nature. That's a problem. But it's solved by the wisdom of Kabbalah, and there's nothing else that can solve it. Nothing else can help us to change ourselves. We are to the root egoists. We can change everything. Everything around us, even going up into space. And it all depends on us. Now we have the period of the recognition of evil. And we need to take this in an active role. If we don't think about the Creator, then He won't think about us. The Creator won't help us to recognize, to feel the qualities that we need to attain in order to go over the egoistic nature. And how can we do this? That's why our main mission at this point, as people who study and are trying to understand the development of humanity and the purpose of it, and the necessity to speed it up, our mission is to go through this path as quickly as possible for ourselves and then show others how it can be done. We can do it in a very simple way. If we are a replica of mini humanity in the tent, that's what many Kabbalists, all of the Kabbalists write about the minyan. If we, men, women, doesn't matter in what way, maybe even together, men and women, even if we aren't exactly in a mutual study, it's a way that distracts us.
But nevertheless, if we were to have a ten, and we help one another in the ten, and in it implement the connection in such a manner, from the ten, from this connection, we will be able to press in a crude manner upon all of humanity for them to also take on that form. And we don't need to think that there's some small, weak ten there of beginners. What bestowal, how can it influence such a massive mass of people? It can. It specifically can. Because in it, the spiritual force is attained. It is above what is normally attainable in the ten. Hence, if we want to start to rise above the potential barrier and rise above it, for that we must have a group. You probably all saw how a fish How do they swim against the flow, against the stream, and kind of jump over like the salmon that are swimming upstream, and they jump over the air to overcome those degrees and reach the state, that place they were born from, actually, and began to exist and return to that same place, so that from there they will be able to lay their eggs and die. The ikra, the caviar of theirs. Why am I saying this? Because we, through leaps, we need to advance. And this state is not to die like with a fish, but rather to attain the opposite state of eternality, the complete perfection and space and time, everything. For this, we need to leap above those degrees. And this can be done only together in our common efforts. Up, we connect and jump. We rise above that barrier, that state, and attain our purpose, our goal. So our state is therefore very special, very critical, and it completely depends on us. If in previous incarnations and generations we weren't so dependent on people and the gathering between people to rise above nature and connect, if in the previous centuries, even millennia back, we couldn't connect to that extent, today it's the call of reality. It's the times. It simply presses us. It exists above us. Otherwise, we ourselves won't be able to rise and bring to humanity the method of correction. And of course, we can see as of today what's happening, how all of humanity barely breathes, is somehow, well, getting lost. Because as I said, by the way, if there are questions thus far, please. Yes. I can't hear anything if you're talking like that into the, without a microphone. Don't move your head.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Меня зовут Наташа, я из Берлинской группы. И у меня такой вопрос. Понятно, что нет ничего случайного в мире. И люди, которые приехали в Германию, я имею в виду русскоязычные, есть ли у них какая-то особая миссия? Спасибо.
The question is about the Russian speakers in Germany, if they have a special role. The Russian-speaking population in Germany, just like the Russian speakers in the rest of the world, have a very clear task, mission. There is no nation that is more ready for the absorption of the wisdom of Kabbalah than the Russian nation, more or less. This stems from many reasons, different varied reasons, as altogether their sum gives them this background, which is necessary to absorb the wisdom of Kabbalah, to accept it. I don't want to say that, let's say, in a month I have a convention with the Italian convention, with the Italian group, or there with other groups. Well, but No matter where I go, and I'm truly in every different place. I just came back this evening from Bombay. And the groups of South America, from the Tierra del Fuego, the land of fire, till Panama, Ecuador, no matter where I have been, I can just say one thing. The Russian-speaking crowd, the audience, not just Russians, but those who speak the Russian language, have absorbed very interesting qualities in order to absorb and receive the wisdom of Kabbalah and develop and cause its development in the world. So first of all, I have great hopes towards the convention that we're going to be having around the corner in Moldova, in Chisinau, next weekend. And the second thing is, I think that Russian-speaking groups, this can be from every nationality, would have come, those who have come from those areas of Russia, Ukraine, and the surroundings, the other countries in that area, I hope that they will be that plane upon which we can dress the matter of the wisdom of Kabbalah and explain what the purpose of creation is, what the purpose of humanity is, how we can implement this goal, and altogether what a person needs to do in his existence, not just in his existence here in this world, in this time, in this lifetime, but we're talking in a more global manner, in all the incarnations and including everything that we can depict to ourselves. All of that can be explained, and it's necessary to explain it to the world now. I think that the Russian-speaking mass that developed around the world after the ruin of the ex-Soviet Union are somehow realizing and implementing this method. Other questions? In short, you didn't expect me, you didn't want me, I am insulted, and thank you very much. Well.
The
question is about the ten in humanity. The ten is discovered in the whole of humanity.
Yes, because it's the same model. The ten is basically the model of the whole of humanity, only that the scale is different. Let's say you have a geographical map that can be drawn in such a way, in such a scale, and they could be drawn in the scale of this whole road or this whole building, or even more. But what's clear, what we're speaking of, so when we start learning in a group, it seems to us, it's nothing. But the more we go and incorporate in one another more, we start to feel this group as a differentiated organism. And when we study this organism and are in movement between us constantly, and the Creator doesn't stop us, He kind of trains us in a good way. We come closer, we fight like this, like that. So we start to understand what such a combination of egoists together is. And in this movement of egoists, this is this for this, and this is that for that, a new force is born. I would say a heart is born. Because when you get closer to one another and distance from one another, we create such closenesses and heartfelt closenesses, and we feel it as new life, specifically the life of the group. The life of the group is unique in that in it we reveal the Creator. Simply about this, there is no question. As it's been said, I dwell amongst my people. And my nation, my people, is the ten.
And if this ten, doesn't matter what states we go through, you can still go through the humanity, or vice versa. Everything that we discover in the workshops, the shatterings, how can we influence it? How can we reach a state between us that the shattering and the connection will be like the beating of the heart, that there won't be any interruptions?
You're not asking from the Creator.
We ask.
No,
you're not asking. If you were to be asking, you would receive. Here, there are no problems. Here, you can't somehow lay it out for someone in another way. Here, you're choosing one system that's closed between us. It's all of nature. And it is directed only for the request for the ten. Well, let's say 10 men are sitting here. If they were to connect and would want one precise thing, it would happen. It would be realized, and that's it. The whole main problem is that they don't want it.
How do we gather deficiency in the 10 of women? Why 10 of women can't do it?
The women's 10. Well, collect it all together when you long for it this way to implement what each wants. This is a problem. But there is no other solution.
Hello, Rav. I'm Boris from the Berlin group. I'm very happy that you're here. For us, it's a great illumination. It's a dream of many of us. I think that we've had the group for 15, 20 years. And the group has gone through many stages. In connection to that, I'd like to ask, when you said that the 10 will connect and will reveal the Creator,
that's a law. That's an absolute law. Meaning, can't even be a question here. This is defined and determined by Kabbalists over the course of the 6,000 years in which the wisdom of Kabbalah is disclosed and is being revealed, and in such a way, how should I say this in Russian, it's being realized, implemented.
We noticed that the importance of spirituality in 10 is a process of sense in the sense.
Yes, but that's the essence, the main thing.
Question is, how can we stay in such an importance that we'll always continue?
The more efforts you invest, the falls, the descents will be more meaningful.
What recommendation would you give to ascend quicker?
Invest all your efforts in order to fall. Only that way. It's a certain movement. It's how we advance. And you can't run away from this. Therefore, the more powerful and strong the fall is, so is the ascent. Therefore, this is the matter of moving forward. To connect is the most disgusting thing that can be for a person. He's willing to do any other work, just not that. Therefore, blunt your teeth, and there's some kind of complaints that others have. Where does it come from? I simply can't. It's so disgusting, so repulsive, and everything, and I don't know, alien to us. Meaning we need to work on this.
Ja. Ich bin Angela aus dem Berliner Zehner Nummer 4 und wir bitten
Angela from the number 4 in Berlin. And we work very intensively.
Es gibt etwas, wo wir immer gegeneinander geraten. Das ist, wenn Sie sagen zu den Männern sehr oft.
Ja. Меня зовут Ангела, я из Берлинской десятки, номер 4.
The question is like this. About what you tell men to do.
Und sie sagen den Männern immer wieder, sprecht miteinander.
And tell the men to talk amongst themselves. And with us, you say, we always have to. We don't know if it's for the women too. Do we need to talk and discuss?
Dann kann ich mir ja den Zehner einfach nur vorstellen. Dann brauche ich den ja real nicht.
Вопрос состоит в том, значит, когда вы говорите, рекомендуете мужчинам в объединении говорить между собой, решать проблемы.
Just with all of the work being internal.
Решение проблем. Такой вопрос, да? И или это действует также для женщин, или достаточно просто может представить себе десятку?
Все же законы для женщин и для мужчин. Все. Это ответ, я думаю, на весь вопрос. Все же законы для женщин и для мужчин. Нечего выдумывать какие-то разные законы.
All the same rules are for women like they are for men. There's no point in depicting or imagining other rules. There's no problems. The ego is the ego, and only such a way you can rise above it. And there might be something specific for every person, every group that is trying to connect, every 10, but nevertheless, it's the same ego which we learn its rules. That's it. Such that there's no point in searching there for all kinds of turns and revolutions and whatever. Simple. Everyone has an ego. We connect together and simply. A horrible collection of egoists which can be solved only by the upper light, the request, and that's how it works. Also towards men and also towards women. How is the ego different with women? It's the same thing, even more. The way they talk to one another, think of one another, it's worse than men. I apologize, of course, but that's how it is. It stems from nature. It's not because you're good or bad. It's simply nature, and men have another problem. Men have more disturbances. Disturbances also that have to do with women and, well, all kinds. So there's no point in looking at one another. We simply need to work in this, and whoever advances more will fall more. We know this. Anyone who is greater than his friend, his ego is greater, and therefore it is greater. Better, higher.
I'd really like to thank you coming to Berlin. And there's a fair. And we're really trying to ask every question that we have. And the question is, when we sit in a tent of women and try to see the blocks between us, we understand that it's keeping us distant, and they're kind of boundaries, machsumim, that each one is egoistic in this way and that way. And you understand that these boundaries disturb us from advancing. On the other hand, we see that if we rise above them, then we can get even deeper and closer. So the question is there some kind of possibility to change the type of the ego?
Very simple. Simply, at that moment, we need to be reminded that it's the Creator who's doing this to you. It's not you. That it's not you that's doing it, but rather it's the Creator which is spinning things for you that way. That's it. And the Creator is telling the ego, I created the evil inclination. He, at every given moment, to each and every one of us, and all of us together, this evil comes from within him, and he somehow awakens it. And all of this comes to us wave after wave. But if we were to ask, then he will send us the reviving force that will help us connect above the ego. As it was said, love will cover all transgressions. That is what we need to do. Meaning the main thing is to not forget that it comes to us from the Creator. There's none else besides him. So if I don't forget about this, it's already easy for me. I can't look in this at him. I can't hear him. Everyone is obtuse. I myself also, I don't know what's going on with me. The whole world, everything. It is all done by the Creator on purpose so that we will need him. That's it. There's none else besides him. I looked at some friend of mine, like you're saying. What do you want to say about her? But then add to it, now I understand that the Creator created everything in me on purpose so that I will ask from him to change my attitudes towards that friend. Meaning, the friend here has here, does she have a role here or no? No, not at all. The Creator drew her like that before me so that I will come to him. That's it. If in such a way we build ourselves throughout the whole 24 hours in a day, you can't imagine to yourself in what pace we will advance. You will simply receive immense advancement. And in truth, it's simple. If my thoughts and my feelings towards the other are bad, and they're not mine, by the way, we could say the same thing about love also, not just about hatred. It's the same thing. And to love, who do I love? The fact that the Creator gives me such feelings and thoughts, that's why I feel that that person is close to me, dear to me, attractive, or it's pleasant for me to be around. The Creator illuminates for me His path in such a way. And it's not difficult. We simply need to attribute everything to there's none else besides Him, to the source of everything that we feel. Please.
You say that the states that we go through, let's say our 10 has some experience. And in one of the lessons you said that 10 minutes we say everything that we have to say, and in 10 minutes we thank the Creator for giving us all of this. And then we cover it all in love. What kind of preparation do we need?
Here too we need to understand it's the Creator who's obligating us to sit in a workshop. He's obligating us to resist this connection together. All of that is done by Him. All of this is done by Him. If you move it on from yourself, and if you put the Creator between you and the friend, then there are no personal calculations. There's something there between you who's corrupting your relationships on purpose so that you will call upon Him and need Him. Well,
здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Если вы разрешите, я бы хотела все-таки.
Hello, Rav. I'd like to ask, not concretely what Angela asked you. As she's in my 10, I understood her very well. And it's a question that bothers many of us. We have a 10 that speaks Russian, and she's the only German woman, and she talks how she has a great desire to talk and to express. But on the other hand, all of the friends in the 10 are directed towards inner work. And she says that she can't feel them, that there's some imagination. So what's the work for Angela in that 10?
Yes, if a person is in a 10 and they're talking between them in Russian, let's say, and he's the only German speaker, that's a problem. Despite the fact that if a person really would want, she would be able to feel what you're talking about, what you're thinking, if she will really want it. On the other hand, she needs to be afraid of bringing into the group her own dissonance. As after she works on this 10, for the group to appear like, I don't know, some cart that was run over by a train, meaning you can't even use it as a cart anymore, and we need to do something with it, or maybe let's say fix it, meaning there's a big problem here. And the problem is in that, in essence, the 10 can say such a thing. Dear Angela. Is that her name, Angela? Yes? We love you, we respect you, but you need to sit silently amongst us and not cut off our work. And then you will start to feel that which we feel. This is, of course, a big problem. But there's another choice. Let her learn Russian. Why not? How many students do I have? You can see there on the screens in Israel. There are many of them that complete lack of talent for languages, and I nevertheless somehow managed to acquire Hebrew after 45 years in Israel. But what can you do? That's how it is. So we need to do something. But to bother the 9 friends to do the scrutinies, let's say to bother them in their heartfelt Kabbalistic matters, is a very big egoism, and that needs to be stopped.
Hello, Rav. I'm from Berlin. It's a great honor that you're here. Who states that during the lesson, it's very difficult to build an intention. There's all these different thoughts. Work and all kind of things. And it's not realistic to distance ourselves from it.
Maybe on the contrary, maybe do it the other way around. Maybe in advance, everything depends on how things are built. If I stop myself on zero and that everything's happening in the world and only comes from the Creator, even the most negative states, the most horrible things, then I don't forget about Him. Let's act that way.
Let's say we're here for 10, 15 years. Maybe I'm just talking about myself, but it's really distracting from the path. What does it mean to build a correct intention? How?
The Creator is a force that is made up of 10 forces, and only in the correct combination between them, in the correct configuration of these 10 forces, we are given the sum of one force, which is called Bore, the Creator. That's it. And only that way we should seek Him.
Let's see, the 10 came to morning lesson. For what did they come?
What did they come there for?
To connect.
To what?
To build divinity.
I don't know. You're talking all kinds of things there that you least, that's the least thing that you need. Scrutinize what you came to lesson for. You're asking me? Lay down one day. Don't come to the lesson. And scrutinize. Kind of like glance at the ceiling and ask yourself, why am I here? Why am I there? Where should I go? What do I need in life? Think. And don't replace those simple sentences of yours to some philosophy.
Just think about it.
So what? Is it touch you or some, or who? Translate everything to concrete matters. This is important for me, and that's it. This is what I'm incorporated in. I don't care about anything else. Scrutinize for yourself the hierarchy of values in life. For such a thing, I throw someone out of the lesson. Usually, after that, a person rises up, stands up, looks at the floor, and walks away without any problems. You can sit down right now.
Another question about the work in the tent. Let's say a person comes to such a state that they don't care about anything. I know some who do.
He needs to understand in what way he should speak. Let's say, before children, do we talk about everything in a disclosed, revealed manner? There's no such thing. Your friends, that's part of the general kli. I need to understand how I relate to them. I don't talk to a child about some global problems or some personal problems between man and woman and such. I know what I can talk to him about. On that same degree, to the same note, in each of the friends, there needs to be a certain such degree, a certain general level upon which we emerge. Otherwise, I'm bothering them. If not, I'll start to say, there's none else, if I start by saying, there's none else besides him, it all comes from him, it doesn't matter what we do, doesn't matter, nevertheless, he will do what he feels like, and if we do something against it, it's not us that will do against it, it's him who's doing that to us, so that we will seemingly do it against him. In short, if I talk to them in such a manner, it will be the equivalence of talking to a child about things that he simply will be confused by, and that's it. That's why on that layer there shouldn't be any exchange of opinions, thoughts.
That's actually good.
That's actually good. I came as a reviser. That's what I'm here for.
You teach us that when I want to do something, I need to see the start, the end. And I'd like you to explain what exactly are those points, and we'll go after you.
Well, if you follow me, that's already something else. I want you to be in faith, to go with your eyes shut, and to tell you everything in advance. Then what did we get out of that?
Yeah, we have many people that are connected.
That's all Germany?
Virtually. Yeah, and you can see all of them. These are all the friends who speak German, and they're very happy to say hi. They see us. Rav sees the virtual friends. And we have a friend. We have a question that came from one of the friends. The inclusion of new friends. In Germany, we have dissemination.
I know. I've been in the matters. Of course, Moshe knows about this more than I do, but I've been briefed, and he tells me about it in a methodical manner, and about that I...
So we have a question about the new students. They have a lot of energy and importance. And the question is, how do we help them to integrate into our friends?
Moshe, come here. come here. Show yourself. Which she's saying, this is a question to you. Rav, it's not to me. That's the manager of the factory. And the questions that would come to you, I don't engage in those questions whatsoever. You heard what she asked. Repeat the question.
In Germany, there's many new friends who are interested in the wisdom of Kabbalah. That they like what we're offering, and the question is, what's the best way to include them, to integrate them into veteran groups and give the new ones an opportunity, and how the new ones can, you know, integrate into the veteran groups.
When will we sit and talk about this process? Tomorrow, will you have time? Yes, okay, when? I just say it in a concrete way. But tomorrow they're working. No, no, we can't do it that way. We need to make a decision with them.
We have this question from the German group. I'll explain. We have many new friends who are with us virtually. They're going through a process that's called, in German, the Srivatovald, the spiritual environment. They meet a few times a week. They have workshops. They have impressions that are shared that are very good. So the question is how to improve it even more.
I don't know. That you should talk to him. I don't know. Maybe it's worthwhile for several people from here to come to us for an internship, see how we work, or turn to other groups where they do this.
We have a lot of experience in the spiritual work on the Mac Online and Learning Center and the EC, the Education Center. We'll send the people in charge in Europe and we'll talk about it. The English team will be in touch with them and we'll learn it, what are the conditions, and we'll consult, we'll give you advice. The people who learn in Israel is a bit different because Israel is small. So we put a lot of focus on the physical campus where you come into a classroom and learn. But here,
in a closed space,
we all come to an introduction lesson and then only 10% sign up. Now we give such lectures that doesn't just depend on the lecturer, but it also depends on the telemarketing afterwards, and 60% sign up. It's a process.
У нас также собрались список вопросов, если я не знаю, есть у нас есть немецкого Кли вопросы, и также есть, может, вопрос у нас.
We also have questions from the German Kli. Maybe some questions from people in the audience here.
So go until they stop us.
So it can be from here or we can read them.
Read, I'll answer quickly.
The question: what's the difference between raising man and self-annulment to the Creator in order to understand the middle line?
What's the difference between raising man and nullifying yourself before the Creator? In order to raise man, we need for that to start with to nullify yourself before the Creator, or to raise such man that the request will be to nullify oneself before the Creator, as we call it, the prayer before the prayer, the conditions for the correct prayer. Next.
немного про группу, это не хвала.
Но если строить немецкую группу Cup Academy, когда их интегрировать с
build the German group of Cup Academy. When will we let them enter the veteran group?
I don't know. That you should ask him. Everything that has to do with the group. What to do with it? That's all nuts to me. Before me, people sit. You see how I teach. And according to a very clear plan, I give them in measured doses. I feel like that specifically I need to give them. It's like I'm palpating their belly and can feel they can give a little bit more porridge here. And I give. So that's how I feel the group. What to give and in what quantity. But that has to do with people who are in my lessons on the screens or sitting before me. In truth, it doesn't matter. Those are sitting here or far away, physically. But the people who later learn this through a recording, I already don't build anything upon them. If I know in advance, then I can do that. But usually, I don't intend to them.
Lately, many students are coming that speak Russian and speak German. And how, despite the different mentalities and the powers and the differences, do we overcome them?
There's no problem in connection if you look at the connection, but what do I care? In what way is the ego in my friend towards my ego? It will always be different than mine. And all the different nuances, the particularities, just like all kinds of things that are unique to different groups. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, that is of no importance whatsoever. Of course, it's good to understand the mentality of the other, but if the Creator made it that way, that I don't have such people that are close to me in their spirits and I don't understand half a word from them, what will you do? I have such students. And I only started to understand them after many months. And despite the fact that they are so transparent, let's say from South America, or well, mostly such friends, such students. I couldn't grasp them right away. That's a problem. But I don't draw and drag a person to the group, but rather the Creator sends him. That's why I look at anyone who comes, if he bothers the group. I look at each and every one as the messenger of the Creator. Unless he's bothering. As a messenger who sent me from the Creator.
Question. How can we have it that more friends will participate in the morning lesson? Because we know that everything depends on the participation of the morning lesson. That's a question from the European man. What can we do to increase the importance?
I don't know. Look, you have there many people on the screens. Even a third there or more are women, maybe. But the main thing is the men. We need to simply disseminate more and devote more attention to explaining what the wisdom of Kabbalah is meant for. Because then it turns out that a person needs to know concretely what he exists for, what he needs to attain, in order to not find himself in this horrible life that is even worse than this, and how to rise above it. How, during this lifetime, to start feeling the eternal upper whole life world. And if he doesn't do that, then even after this world, he won't have anything. He will return once again into his Rishimo and again be born and develop like a small animal.
Question about dissemination. If the rest of the nations don't need the wisdom of Kabbalah, what do we need to disseminate to them?
They need it. The question is how? In what way?
If the rest of humanity needs to be connected as tens,
I think that they will connect around us. It will be a very quick process and soft. Their ego is not spiritual, but rather physical. Hence, it's very small. You will learn this on yourselves and understand it.
С другими людьми, народами, заинтересованными в Каббале или не заинтересованными.
Such that with other people, other nations are interested or not in the wisdom of Kabbalah, there's no big problem to discern these things. You will see in parallel how that occurs. Yes.
Another question. In German schools, no, the integral education. Question is, on our side, how can we support such a development?
First of all, I don't know anything about German schools, and also not about the integral education that that they're doing and what they mean by it. What I mean in integral education is connection between people with the attraction or by the attraction of the upper light, so that this integral connection between them will invert them to one whole. That is the meaning in integral education. And with that, not the scholarship, but education. That's the problem. We don't have an educational department. We have a schooling system. And that's why people leave school. They know how to multiply and do a few other things, but come out even more of a wild beast of a person than he even came in with. So that's not education.
Another question. What about tens and the work in the groups? What's the limit? What's the goal that a person needs to do? And what does the Creator do?
The Creator corrects everything, but only according to the request of man. That's it. This is why we need to attain the right request and to direct it to the Creator. All the rest He does. And this is exactly what we learn. This is actually all our study, how to ask from the Creator in the correct way. And we will continue tomorrow. Yes? Oh, such pathetic.
Я не знаю, что добавить. Дело в том, что надо.
I don't know what to add. The thing is. That we need to, nevertheless, and I'm sorry for saying it this way, but we need to try more. This is a method that enables a person to rise above himself. Above himself is not to dig within yourself all your life like we do, but rather it's to rise somewhat above. And this demands time and efforts. Relentlessness. I think that for us in our times, it's not a problem. When the wisdom of Kabbalah is spreading both between men and women, it's no longer a problem. Okay? What time is it now? Well, 10 more minutes. Okay.
No.
Меня зовут Алексей. Может быть, тяжело говорить.
My name is Alexei. It's a bit difficult to talk. I'm very excited. I come to Wisdom of Kabbalah very recently.
Можно сказать, экран разбило. Просто как водопад хлынуло в меня. Вопрос такой.
And I feel like my screen's broken. And how can I somehow care for thinking about him all the time?
First of all, you need to live a realistic life, otherwise you won't have a spiritual advancement in the correct way. You have to work with a schedule. If not, it's not good. How to do that? Write down your schedule for the day, your timeline for the day. I need to do this, 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 and this, and in parallel, to think also that there's none else besides him. That's it.
Still doing work. I want to think about him.
And how, if so, do they keep you at your job?
Своими занятиями. Так вот, они ни к чему.
Independent. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing will come out of this in such a way. Nothing will come out of this. I'm telling you for sure. You will remain like that, floating in the clouds.
That's why I'm here.
So, until tomorrow morning, write down what you need to do tomorrow, and in a clear way, and distance yourself from all kinds of, there's no else besides him, the Creator, all kinds of matters. A plan, a schedule for tomorrow, without taking into account anything spiritual. After that's all written down, you will see that in order to implement this, you need 2 days and not 1 day. So you wrote that properly. Now, besides it, add that my free time from that work, I can think about the fact that there's none else besides him. And I'm telling you with all seriousness, even if you'll have 5 minutes a day, a minute here, a minute there, that you'll think about the Creator, and everything, all the rest of the time you will devote to implement this work, you will advance. Because we can't imagine to ourselves how much in this regular effort, exertion, in this, we invest in all kinds of, how should we say it, all sorts of longings for the Creator. Good. Well, our beauty there in the back is the last one.
Question from the German clique. Elizabeth is asking, what's the influence between the groups, in the group? How can we give good to the Rav and to the Creator and not just receiving?
Bestowal is in us observing everything that is needed in order to advance the others to the Creator, and only that. This is the most important work. When a person engages in advancing all the others to the Creator, there simply is no more active means to advance and correct towards spirituality. And in internal manners, we take this into account. In internal manners, it's only angels that deal with those. People need to engage in physical things, dissemination, work, what Baal HaSulam writes in the writings of the last generation. Okay?
Maybe last question about the two congresses.
So, before us is a convention for Russian speakers, meant for them, in Chisinau, in Moldova. I see it as very important. I already spoke today about how important the Russian-speaking audience is for the correction of the whole world kli. This is what I can say. This is why this convention for me is simply a special convention. Then we will have the convention in Bulgaria, you know this. But it is for Europeans, not for Russian speakers. Because also the Russian speakers can be there, by no means is anyone closed their entrance by any means. But I think that the Russian speakers need to nevertheless reach Chisinau later. If they want, let them come to there too. Because nevertheless, the mentality needs to be close. In adaptation. That's it. I will have another convention with the Italians. Is there something else? For the time being, no, but it's very possible that there will be. I'm getting all kinds of kind of hintful requests, but then we will see. And then, of course, we'll have, like always, the big convention in Israel. That is, first of all, the men will go to the desert for a few days. We'll connect. And we'll come back with the right intentions to the convention. And we'll already come there. Or I heard that the women here are arranging something in parallel to the men in some other place. Did you hear something about it? So at the same time, women will be organizing themselves in the center. Their whole building will be theirs. And there's no point in saying our convention. We will be in a tent with the camels, and they... For me, it is very not pleasant, but by the way, that helps too. Every effort, every difficulty helps. And what tomorrow, should they come? Not.
Во-первых, у нас здесь утренний урок, да?
Да, утренний урок.
We can have two morning lessons from here. For it's an hour earlier than in Israel. We're doing it according to the normal schedule. So the question is how we'll have the men's section.
I don't know what's the problem. There'll be more men, more women. What?
Problems with the place.
They're sitting in a normal way right now. No? I see one more woman who moved over to your side, but...
Okay.
Yes, why not? You're Europe, after all.
So we'll prepare the morning lesson from here. Tomorrow in the evening, we'll also have a lecture.
Whatever you decide with Mushi, I will do. I am a free person. We agreed, right? What song do you usually sing when we finish?
Top.